Supporters of paid family leave list reasons including improved early childhood development when families are allowed time off to bond with a new baby, as well as caring for sick loved ones and handling family needs when a loved one is called into military service. Sally Heron's daughter, Adira, was born just under 29 weeks at 2 pounds and 2 ounces. The baby's doing well, but Heron struggled to make ends meet while out of work to care for her infant.
I'm also a single mom and a working mom, and even though I work in maternal health and I'm a social worker, I had no paid leave besides the 6 weeks at $170 before taxes that you get.
The proposed Paid Family Leave Insurance Act, co-sponsored by State Senator Mark Panapinto, would be funded through a payroll deduction of less than a dollar per person, beginning at 45 cents per week, then gradually rising to 88 cents per week.
What this bill would provide would be two-thirds of your average weekly wage. So if you made $600, you'd be entitled to get $400 for the 12-week period. It's not your full pay, but it's a good basis to move forward. It's certainly more than the $170 a week that Sally had to live on with the New York State Disability Plan, which has not been raised in over 25 years, but that's a separate issue.
The United States currently does not have a federal policy for paid family leave. If this bill passes, New York will become just the fifth state in the nation to have the policy. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.